This is the World Cafe. NPR critic Tom Moon is with us to take a closer look at Bruce Springsteen's brand new album, We Shall Overcome, The Seeger Sessions. The album is a collection of Pete Seeger covers. Upon first hearing the concept, some listeners may worry that the album might be a rehash of Springsteen's less popular and very political 1995 album, The Ghost of Tom Joad. And I asked Tom Moon what he thought.
I was totally surprised. I loved it. Anyone who's expecting Tom Joad 2 or a different Ghost of Tom Joad or something will find themselves blown away by this. This is American music at its most sort of off the cuff and spirited and thrown together in the sense of a little bit from folk, a little bit from old New Orleans, Dixieland. And it feels very organic. According to Springsteen, it was all recorded live over 3 days with no rehearsal. And when you think about that and then hear it, you sort of go, oh, my God, that's unbelievable. I don't know if there was no rehearsal because there's a horn section and, you know, the band is extremely large. But everybody's really playing with their ears. You can tell they're really listening.
What do we know about Bruce's inspiration for doing this?
He was part of that Pete Seeger tribute record, Where Have All the Flowers Gone, in the early 90s. And he says in the liner notes to this that he then didn't know very much about Pete Seeger, didn't understand really where Pete Seeger fit as a sort of song tributary from stuff that came well before him into the folk era. And so he did a lot of research. He bought a lot of Pete Seeger records, and he spent a lot of time listening. And out of that came the desire to do something that was his sort of own version of some of this music, again, taking something that was sort of left behind from the folk era into, you know, the present.
Well, as you indicated in the past, when Bruce Springsteen has gone Americana, he's gone very stark in his presentation, and this is something really different. Maybe it'd be good to contrast how Pete would have done a song with how they do it on this new one.
Yeah, let's hear Pete Seeger do John Henry.
John Henry was a little baby sitting on his papa's knee, and he picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel, cried, a hammer's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord, hammer's gonna be the death of me, cried, a hammer's gonna be the death of me, hammer's gonna be the death of me. Now the captain, he said to John Henry, I'm gonna bring that steam drill around. I'm gonna bring that steam drill out on the job. I'm gonna whop that steel on down, down, down. Whop that steel on down. I'm gonna whop that steel on. Gonna whop that steel on. John Henry told his captain, Lord, a man ain't nothing but a man. But before I'd let your steam drill beat me down, I would die with a hammer in my hand. I would die with a hammer in my hand. I would die with a hammer in my hand.
That's Pete Seeger's original version of John Henry. And now, Tom Moon, let's hear it from the Seeger Sessions with Bruce Springsteen.
Long down, John.
a bit of a contrast. That kind of reminds me of summer camp with all the counselors all playing all their banjos around the the fire. This is kind of folk music on steroids.
Yeah, that's right. With a huge ensemble and a vision of it as being very much a sort of open field, wild music, not controlled, single person on stage in front of a crowd with a guitar, earnestly bringing them into, you know, the song to sing along.
Now, that kind of seems to fit as an extension, as we just heard, from what Pete does. But are there places on this where Bruce takes it into a completely different place musically?
Well, there are several songs where he's really thinking about New Orleans, and both the second line kind of parade rhythm and the sound of New Orleans horn playing. There's a horn section, as I said, on a lot of this record, and it's hard to know whether it was all generated spontaneously or if they wrote out charts, but this is some of the most apt back and forth between horn players and singers that you'll hear anymore, and it's remarkable in that way.
So which one should we hear?
Let's hear this old gospel standard, "Oh Mary, Don't You Weep."
Well, if I could, I surely would stand on a rock where Moses stood. If I was on the God drowned it.
Oh, Mary, Don't You Weep, getting the full New Orleans treatment on the Seeger Sessions, the new Bruce Springsteen album featuring the music of Pete Seeger. And, yeah, as I mentioned, when you think of Bruce in this era, he does go for kind of the spooky, swampy kind of sound, even when he's doing Woody Guthrie-esque tunes. But is there any of that on here?
There is a little bit of that, and it works really interestingly as contrast to these sort of big, exuberant things, because most of the record is a large ensemble. It's, you know, 10, 12, 14 musicians. And so to hear him where the guitar is at the forefront and it's sort of Devils in Dust kind of esque, yet as an interpreter thinking differently than he does when he's presenting his own music that's in that style. He's just concentrating on getting the sort of the vibe and the essence of these tunes across. And on the one that I'm thinking of, which is called Eyes on the Prize, he's distilled down this sort of very haunting, private, very internal kind of gospel melody into something that becomes very haunting.
Silence, bound in jail, had no money for to go the bail. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. Paul and Silas thought they was lost. Dungeon shook and the chains come off. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. Name is mighty sweet, and soon we're gonna meet. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. I got my hand on a gospel plow, won't take nothing for my journey now. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on.
Eyes on the Prize from the Seeger Sessions, and of course, Eyes on the Prize was the title of the PBS documentary, and you can't really remove it from the civil rights struggle, nor really can you remove Pete Seeger from issues of peace and justice. Does Bruce address those and that part of Pete Seeger on this disc?
Well, it's interesting because he does do a version of We Shall Overcome, and it does have that sort of massed choral vocal to it. But these are entertainments more, and he's really thinking about these as songs that should be taken, gussied up, played around a campfire, played in on a Saturday night as much as a Sunday morning. And I really feel like in doing that, he's gotten himself out of that Tom Joad mindset where everything has to sort of edify and tell a greater story and point to a greater good. I mean, he actually does point to a greater good often on this, but it's in a very offhanded way, and it makes it all the more effective, really.
Tom Moon from National Public Radio. We're talking about Bruce Springsteen's The Seeger Sessions. Tom, thanks a lot for coming by.
Oh, thanks for having me.